I think electric cars sometimes distract from some of the other things that we could be getting back to, like having better public transport, and walking and biking and cycling, and having more accessible communities. But electric cars need to be part of the solution. And I mean, there are some amazing things coming out. I mean, obviously, people always talk about range anxiety with electric cars, but most of us don't do that much sort of long-distance travel. And there are some extraordinary vehicles being developed in Germany and in the Netherlands now, which actually have built-in solar cells. And I mean, I've calculated that for most of our family needs, for example, if we had a car like these ones with built-in solar cells, we would probably only need to charge it once or twice a year.
The problem currently with electric cars, obviously, is that it uses electricity. And in our case, especially, and for most of the world, I suspect, that electricity is still being produced by fossil fuels.
That's absolutely right. But we are in South Africa slowly, despite the best efforts of our energy minister to frustrate us all. And we are slowly starting to get more renewables into the mix, thank goodness. As we do so, any particular electric vehicle becomes more environmentally friendly as we decarbonize our electricity supply.
So, David, you are from, as you say, fossil-free South Africa. Briefly, just tell me, what work do you do?
So what most people don't realize, many people in South Africa have some kind of pension fund or some kind of long-term investments. And what we don't realize is that our asset managers, they very often invest our savings in companies like Sasol, like Exxaro, looking overseas, like BP and Shell. And so our investments become part of this problem of that we're all locked into of climate change. And so what our work is about is trying to persuade individuals and institutions. We started our work with the University of Cape Town. We're trying to persuade folks to stop investing, just going, yes, it's okay for our asset managers to invest our money in these companies that are causing such huge problems. And I'm happy to say that after a few years of intense effort, the University of Cape Town now has a responsible investment committee, which has now recommended that the university stop investing its endowment in fossil fuels. And we wait to see whether the UCT Council will actually implement that decision in December.